Ready?
I'm ready.
All right. I'd like to call the Planning Commission Board of Adjustment meeting at March 25th, 2025. And the meeting's being recorded and audio will be posted on the city website. And anybody wishing to speak, please wait till you're recognized by the chair and then state your name and your address. And with that, we'll do roll call.
Mike. Fredo.
Bob.
Gary.
And any additions or deletions to the agenda? Okay. Then we do have a public hearing this evening. Mike, would you like to read the public hearing?
I'd love to. The public hearing is for variance application 04-25 to replace and slightly expand an existing non-conforming dwelling in the same footprint, not meeting OHW setbacks, right-of-way setbacks, and impervious thresholds within the Shoreline Residential Zoning District. The subject property is located at 16857 North Eagle Lake Road, PIN 22240504. The applicant is Erickson Home Designs. The property owners are Gregory and Kelly Schmidt.
With that, Bethany.
Thank you so much. Good evening, Chair. Good evening, Planning Commission. The applicants are requesting a variance to construct a new dwelling within the OHW setback and possibly within the row setback as well. They're seeking a 0.6% increase to the current impervious percentage of 15.8. The subject properties together are 26,081 square feet and are zoned Shoreland Residential. There are three parts to this variance request, the first being a variance request to expand upon the legal nonconformity. Currently, the existing structure sits 64.1 feet from the OHW, where 100 is required. They are proposing to take an existing screened-in area and turning it into full-time year-round living space, and then to loft the upstairs to provide for a small lofted area as well. Both of those would require as an expansion of use. So it doesn't really affect the footprint of the structure, more so it affects the overall expansion of that use. The other one is a road right-of-way setback. When they submitted the survey, as you can see in your packet, they don't meet those road right-of-way setbacks. However, I believe it was Bob and Mike, you went out on property. We received comment back, and they may not need that variance simply because it is a private road, I think, by the time it gets to that. And so we can discuss that as well. And the other one is that I did combine the impervious of both properties. They will be required to combine both properties just to meet statutory requirements. When you have two contiguous parcels that don't meet certain thresholds of size and whatnot, and they're owned by the same person, you need to consolidate them. So I did put those impervious together. They are asking for a slight increase of 0.6 to the current impervious percentage of 15.8. This they already are over the threshold that is for that area of 15%, so that would bring the proposed impervious to 16.4%. I'd be happy to answer any questions you may have.
Any questions? Gary, anything from you?
No, not at this time. No.
So, just for clarity, so on the impervious surface, so go through that one more time. So there's two parcels.
There's two parcels.
And the maximum it can be is 15%.
15. They're on an RD lake, and so it is 15%. And that's a higher standard than the DNR's normal standard, which is, I think, they provided no comment. Because it didn't vary from their model ordinance at all. In fact, that would be an allowed use for the DNR as their model ordinance. For the City of 50 Lakes, we do have the 15% impervious threshold, so that is something that they would need to seek a variance for.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then how does it change if it, just go through this one more time. So with the one parcel standing on its own, it would be...
Yep, and those impervious percentages are broken down on that certificate of survey. I can look that up really quick, too. They're just higher on the one parcel than they are on the other. However, state statute requires that if you've got two contiguous that don't meet, and they have a list of things that if it doesn't meet, They have to be considered as one parcel for the purposes of sale or development.
Oh, I see. So that's what's causing this to join these two parcels
together. Yeah, and it really, it's a difference of just a couple point whatever percentage. But I did combine them. It's just easier to talk about it that way. So instead of they're asking for this much on this much and this much on this much, it's just the combined total of the two properties.
So is that a meets and bounds, or I don't know if that's the right way to say it, but are we legally combining these two parcels?
Yep, they just have to consolidate with Crow Wing County. It's a free procedure. They have to sign a piece of paper and it gets consolidated.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you.
Yep.
Fred, any comment, one way or the other?
I don't.
Open the meeting to public comments. I don't know if the property owner or the contractor seems. I think we pretty much understand it.
But. Yeah. I was just wondering about the way it's consolidated.
I'll get you that state statute. It's written into statutory requirements that it's a legal existing non-conforming parcel of record. And so when you have that and it doesn't, it's got a whole list of things as long as if it's 66% of the width of a conforming lot, you can still keep it separate for the purposes of sale and development. It doesn't meet that 66%. So there are a couple of, you'll look them up.
I'm just wondering.
Okay. I can look them up if you're interested.
I don't know how long that process takes. You said it just.
Oh, the consolidation.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you would sign a form. Crow Wing County has a form. You put the two PIDs. You sign it as a property owner. They'll consolidate it once taxes are paid in full in October. It's that simple. It's very simple.
In October?
Yep. They probably won't do it till October. So you just need to. But that wouldn't hold up your project. Yeah, we would just have you submit the paperwork for that.
Okay,
so it's really not a complication at all. It doesn't impact your project at all.
Okay.
Yep.
Good.
Yep.
Good.
Is there, I'm sorry, it was open to public comment, but should we resolve this discussion about the right-of-way setback, whether it's an issue or not?
You know, I have... It's definitely a private road because the city doesn't surface down there, and it's a private road right to that. I believe right north of there, though, it is a public road.
It is, right, yeah.
Okay, and so a private road means any vehicular way which is not an existing federal, state, county, or township roadway. And then so it wouldn't have setbacks because I don't believe there are setbacks listed for road right-of-way in 50 Lakes for private roads.
Correct.
Yep. So the fact that it was on the survey, just, you know, I don't really want to mess with the survey, but yeah. I don't know if it needed to be on there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that simplifies that.
It's yeah.
Good.
Any other public comments? Otherwise, we'll close the public comments. And... Any further discussion or questions amongst the board? One observation I made, if I can bring that up, mm-hmm. when I was out there, was the 50 Lakes has a lighting ordinance now that we didn't used to have, and any existing lighting is all grandfathered in. But we did notice above the existing structure one of those mercury vapor lights that shines 360 degrees, and there is a property next door. And just wondering if there's any plans to remove that as part of the construction.
It's gone.
Okay.
I like it though. It's gone.
We do get complaints from time to time because people come up here, they want it to be dark. All of a sudden there's lights. And then there's a couple of landscaping lights in the back that shine up into the tree, and our ordinance says they're supposed to shine down and not, you know.
Yeah, so those will be done.
People, especially when you're on the lake, people complain about the light shining across the lake. So that was just an observation made when we were out there.
Okay.
And the road, of course, that I'm not too sure about. So. We want to go through the finding of facts, okay.
Thank you.
So I guess we would start with number nine.
Yeah, if you could just, for the record, that you're all good with 1 through 8?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. Do you want me to go through number nine?
I can read it or you
okay.
can.
Okay, either one, whatever you prefer.
We'll take turns.
Okay, sounds good.
Will granting the variance put the property to use in a reasonable manner not prevented by the zoning ordinance? And what's typed in here is yes, the applicant is proposing to continue to use the property as a single family residential dwelling, and the property provides limited options for building. Everybody agree?
Yes.
Agree?
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Thanks, Gary.
Number 10, does the property have unique circumstances that were not created by the landowner? Provided is yes, the property is a non-conforming legal lot of record, has a small building envelope, and the proposed dwelling does not expand any further lakeward than the existing dwelling.
Agree.
Agree.
Yes. Yep. Yes. Number 11, if the variance is granted, will the central character of the locality remain consistent? Yes, construction of the additional will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. The improvement will be visible from the lake and the right-of-way. However, the proposed size of the dwelling is consistent with other dwellings in the vicinity of the subject property. Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Thanks, Gary.
And number 12, will the variance, if granted, be consistent with the comprehensive plan and be in harmony with the purpose and intent of the City of 50 Lakes Ordinance? Yes, the request with conditions is consistent with the purpose and intent of the zoning ordinance and the following goal in the comprehensive plan, to, quote, preserve the natural character and environmental quality of the lakeshore and still allow reasonable use for the property owners and the public, end quote.
Yes.
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 Number 13, has a variance request been made based on a reason other than economic considerations alone? Yes, the request has been made on factors other than economic considerations.
Yes.
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 All right. Everybody have a chance to read the staff recommendations, which there are three.
Yes.
Yes.
And I guess with that, do we want to, do we need to read these or?
I can go ahead and read them. That all construction shall be in substantial conformance with the presented plan as shown, and deviations from the presented plan will require modified approval from the Planning Commission. Number two, and this is really just to mitigate any adverse, because of the increased impervious, would be a stormwater management plan should be submitted for approval by staff, and the approved plan shall be implemented no later than the expiration of the permit or completion of the project, whichever is sooner. Just to let you know, this does not need to be engineered. This is not something that you would need to hire a professional to do. Most property owners can do it on their own, and it's not, I can help you with it. So it doesn't incur any more costs. So I just want to make that clear. And then the property owner to consolidate parcels in keeping with Minnesota section 462.357, subdivision 1EG.
All right, thank you.
Does any comment need to be made here about the lighting since we discussed it?
Possibly. It's just one of those things that it doesn't meet the ordinance. We can take care of it without it being a condition. I don't know if it really...
That's fine.
You have to have a next door. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We've got a confirmation that at least the building is going to be.
Yeah.
Good. Okay.
All right. Do you want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve variance number 04-25 with the 13 findings of fact and the 3 staff recommendations.
Thank you, Fred.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right. Got approved. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Open forum. I don't know if you guys have anything else to say. We got a little time here. Everybody get a chance to read the February 25th minutes. You don't have to stay.
Okay. Thanks, Dan.
Thank you.
Thank you. Nice to meet you. Good to meet you.
And unless there's additions or deletions to the February 25th meeting minutes, we just need somebody to make a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from the February 25th board meeting, which I missed, but I trust you, they're correct.
All right, thank you, Fred. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Can I get a second on that one?
Oh, second on that. I'll second that.
Okay, thank you.
Good catch. And under new business, there's a request to reduce the after-fact for land use permit for Samantha Barber, property ID 22360502 and 39823 Buhite Lane. And I think most of the information was in the packet that I think we understand that it's a new property owner, it's an existing non-compliant water-oriented structure. But because it's after the fact,
the property owner is still responsible to bring their property into compliance. And so mm-hmm. she's been working with us from the moment she found out about it to rectify it. She's already submitted a shoreline alteration permit to, you know, get that approved and to move it to a conforming location as soon as the weather clears up and she's able to do that.
So what does that mean to a conforming? It's not in a location that's...
It's not permitted. It's not... She doesn't have a permit for it right now. So, you know, in just our regular review, you look at things and you look at county photographs and you look at their permit review and they don't have a permit for a structure that's there. And so I can't issue a permit for their original project, which was an accessory structure elsewhere on their property. And so she's like, well, what do I need to do? How can I make it conforming? It is an allowed use, and she can make it conforming, but because it's an after the fact, it's three times the permit fee or $1,000, whichever is greater. She'll pay the permit fee for the structure, but we're just asking that you recommend to City Council to waive that $1,000.
And that structure was built by two owners before her?
Two owners prior, correct. Right. Yep. Yeah. And you can see on the aerial photos, you know, it arrived somewhere between, you know, 2000, I think it was 19 and 2022 LIDAR photos.
Can I read that she's going to make some structural changes to it also?
Yeah, because right now it's on a bigger deck and it doesn't meet the size requirements. So she said, I'll just make sure it meets the size requirement. We'll move it to a conforming location and then get a permit for it.
Oh, so it has to be moved 20, 40 feet?
It has to be at least 20 feet from OHW. And right now, we don't know exactly. It could be, but she doesn't have a permit regardless. So she needs to get a permit. It needs to be in a conforming location.
And the deck makes it larger than it?
It makes it more than 120, mm-hmm. and you can only have the 120.
Okay.
So, but she's been nothing more than, you know, eager to, you know, fix this and... she's been great to work with. So,
the permit for the pole barn or other storage mm-hmm. facility, has that been granted?
Mm-mm.
It has not.
No. Okay. So until
this is resolved.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So they would just one permit is all they really need at this point. Is
they'll need two permits. They'll need one for the water-oriented accessory structure.
And
they'll need one for the.
Is,
I think it'll be about $50 to $100,
okay.
But I think it might be $100 for that size.
So they're willing to pull two separate permits?
Yep, they're going to pull two separate permits. Their property will be in compliance. They'll have a complete permit history, right. And everything will be good. But that $1,000 seems to be rather onerous for a property owner working to...
I think under the circumstances, I'd be willing to waive that.
I would, too.
I agree.
Okay.
Yeah, they're going to spend some money to move it, so... They're going to make it a conforming,
mm-hmm.
so
yeah,
would make sense to me.
So yep, we just need a motion to recommend.
Recommend to the council.
Yeah, city council will make that final decision.
I'll make a motion that we recommend to the city council that we waive the additional fee of $1,000 to put this structure in compliance.
I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right. Old business, anything old? Council liaison report.
I have nothing to say.
Can I ask you a question about old business?
Yeah.
Did I read something about an update? I'm sorry.
No, that's all right.
Was there something in the, maybe we'll talk about it at the very end, with permits that have been provided, that Verizon's asked for a renewed permit to build the tower?
Not Verizon, but yes, there's
a permit pulled
to build the tower.
Yep, so they were issued a CUP. Hopefully I get my dates correct. They were issued, and they can get an extension. So it was extended. So they have until 2026 to not only get the permit, but to have it substantially completed. I mean, if it's not completely completed, that's fine, but it needs to be substantially
started.
By 26, January of 26.
Okay.
If they don't, then they have to come back for a new CUP.
So have they filed for the extension or?
The extension per the ordinance could be granted administratively, so it was just granted.
Okay.
But they pulled the permit, haven't they?
Yes, they pulled a permit.
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. I don't know if construction has started as of yet.
I'm sure it has.
No. But that would be intention to build.
That's what I think, yeah.
But also, it requires that it be substantially completed by 26, too. So if it's not, then they have to come back for a new CUP.
So just so I'm clear about this, so they made the request to extend this,
mm-hmm.
which implies that they're serious about, hopefully, I mean, we've been here before.
We received the bond that was required. We received the permit application. The permit application was subsequently issued. So they have everything ready. They could go ahead and get started on that at any time.
And I don't think there would be any reason for them to want to delay it again, because Once they get it up, money starts coming in, they get some carriers on. And we know we've got two carriers, they're interested in going on there, Verizon and AT&T.
Okay, so AT&T would share that tower.
Yeah, I mean, that was the plan a couple of years ago, yeah.
Yes. Just to add to that, I spoke with Mark Bradley, and he was up there the other day, and he said they've got stakes in, he believes, where the footings go, and he said they have notes on the stakes, and he said that they actually drilled those stakes into the frozen ground. So
okay. If
that means anything, he seemed to think that was a pretty good sign that they're wanting to get going.
Okay. We still have road restrictions right now, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Are they on?
Well, there's a sign on our road. Yeah.
Then and usually it's mid-May before they come off, but.
Yeah.
You know, if it's earlier, they may.
So that's a good sign.
It's a very good sign.
How would Consumer Cellular work on that?
Well,
iffy?
No, well, Consumer Cellular either uses AT&T or Verizon, so they use one of the major carriers, so it won't make any difference.
Okay. Good. Okay, thank you.
There are resellers, so, and they just they use some other, yeah, they got an agreement with one carrier or the others.
So I guess I jumped with old business to land use permit, so thank you.
So Juan, you didn't have anything?
No.
Planning and Zoning Administrator's report.
Things are picking up. It's nice to see the phone, permits are coming in. And so far we've issued, other than those barber permits that we're waiting on, we've issued, including those, it'll be 8 so far for the year. I'm trying to think if there's anything really in the works. I know we're going to have to approve a splash pad pretty soon. For the city, so you'll see that there probably next month.
And Jessica, I'm curious, anybody coming in for building or for burning permits?
I've had a couple, yeah.
Are we issuing them or not?
We are. We check daily, so if somebody comes in, we check real time whether we can issue it or not.
Yeah.
So far, there was only that couple day span, was it 2 weeks ago maybe, where basically the whole state was shut down. But I think 2 days later, it opened up, and we've been able to do it at least in Crow Wing since then.
Right.
So there's been a couple, not a lot, but I'd say probably 5 or 6.
We got the excitement on our road a week ago last Sunday.
Oh, was that you guys? Okay, yeah.
It wasn't me.
No, not your road.
My neighbors up on the hill. Yeah.
What was the excitement?
Well, he was burning old tax papers, and he owns property across the road, and he's up on the hill. Uh-huh. And it was kind of a windy day, and it got away from him. So I don't know exactly who called the fire department, but that was the day of the employee appreciation party over next door. And, but they responded. There was probably 5 or 6 vehicles down there.
Isn't that interesting? If I could, we just mentioned in a minute the road limits or whatever that's called.
Road restrictions.
Road restrictions. Greg Schmidt asked me that question. So they're going to be demolishing this house and they're carrying stuff out of there. I wonder if there are road limits restrictions right now that he has to be aware of. So he's. Is there?
I do believe so. Yeah. If Bob's got them posted on his road, that is.
Yeah, the sign on our road says 5-ton.
Yeah, so I definitely say that your road is also.
So, I mean, you're a contractor, so that would apply to the stuff they'd be hauling out of there.
Right, it depends. You know, it's the axle weight and, well, the 5-ton, like Bob says. They've got, you know, I know for like hauling cement and stuff, this time of the year, they can maybe only haul 3 or 4 yards, you know.
Is that right?
They've got to keep their load short, so.
Right. I don't think he's hauling cement, but he's going to be hauling demolition out.
And that may not weigh, you know, that does not weigh nearly as much. And usually they crush it down pretty well, but there's still a lot of air in there.
So maybe it won't be that heavy.
Yeah, I would think that they would respect our road, you know, our restrictions.
Okay. Thank you. All right.
Anybody anything else?
No. It's a long meeting.
I
would like to make a motion to adjourn.
Yes. All right. Thank you, Fred. Second time. Done deal. Gary?
Yeah, I'll second it.
All right. Enjoy your last few days of nice warm weather.
I will. Thank you. Sound was much better.